Ministries make an historic call to prayer just before the Olympic Games. An anti-conversion bill gets harsher in India, and a scripture distribution project reaches the heart of U.S. cities. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tibetans want their autonomy from China, and they may stop the nonviolent approach to get it. Many expect the protests to get worse as the Olympics draw near. Christians are also using the Olympics for their purposes. Key organizations that work with the persecuted church are calling for a global prayer for China. Johann Kandelin with the World Evangelical Alliance's Religious Liberty Commission says,
"These organizations see it as a historical momentum to pray for the church in China, for human rights and democracy in China, but in a proactive way. It's not a political project, it's a purely spiritual project."
Kandelin says things are better in China, but there's a saying,
"Whatever you have heard about China is true somewhere in China. In some cities, you have house churches without any problems with the authorities, but in the countryside, you can have a small house church with 10 or 20 people, and the pastor is arrested and put into prison."
Join the prayer effort by going to our website. Next, a new anti-conversion bill could make evangelism difficult for 175 Gospel for Asia missionaries in Rajasthan, India. The State Assembly passed the Freedom of Religion Act. The bill proposes fines and jail time for those who change religions and for those who are responsible for the conversion. It also offers special protection for women, minors, and members of low castes. Those found guilty of converting people among these groups would face harsher punishment. You're listening to Mission Network News. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says spiritual hunger is pushing demands for digital scripture players. A shipment of 1,000 Ambassador Scripture players went to India's pastors through their partner, World Cassette Outreach India, but it won't last long.
There was a distribution with 350 pastors, and 700 of the scripture listening kits were distributed at that. We still have enough to do one more distribution, and that is going to take place in northeast India this week. 400 pastors are expected, and we're going to run out before this distribution is done.
Funding is all that's holding them back from sending out another shipment. Although the climate's changing because of anti-conversion legislation in India, Dudenhofer says,
"As long as we are charging for the scripture players, it's pretty tough to push any kind of an accusation of conversion. And conversion in that country usually means that people convert through bribery."
Meanwhile, deaf team members will be traveling with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board this year to help figure out how to make ministry efficient. They'll be researching and evaluating the need for deaf evangelism and leadership training in both Nicaragua and Panama. Ask God to lead in the meetings with deaf secular leaders. Lift up those unsaved hearing-impaired people and pray that the leaders will develop a strategic response for their need. And City Reacher's Bible distribution campaign began in the U.S. 4 years ago. International Bible Society Send the Light's Paul Tollison says every year since then, their team's been unleashing waves of scripture that have been customized to the city and distributed in local newspapers.
"We like to say that the book is pick-upable because it doesn't look like a scripture piece or a Bible. It's not black leather with Holy Bible written on it. What we're trying to do is engage people who normally would not pick up that type of scripture piece because it looks like something from their city, which has the landmarks of their city on it."
Tollison explains it's the first step in evangelism and discipleship. Their next drop is April 13th in Philadelphia.
"We put in their helps for them to understand what they're reading, to guide them through their reading, to get them more engaged. So pray for distribution in Greater Philadelphia and for the Spokane, Washington region in May. And then we have others coming up in the fall."
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a gift of any amount, M&N's making available the CD, Passionate Praise 2. It features songs like Voice of Truth, Blessed Be Your Name, Open the Eyes of My Heart, and others. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.